Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What are you doing? I already know you're going to do something crazy.
Meet me, meety, meet, meet, meety. Happy Valentine's Day. Meet, meet, meety, meet. Every day is the 14th. Meet, meet, meety. Meet, meet, meety. Meet, meet, meety. Happy Valentine's Day. I got you flowers.
Oh, you got me flowers. Would you look at that?
No, I'm just going to give them back. No.
And now I got to give them back.
It's my frame decoration.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding, guys. She got these for me.
I did not. He's lying. So this is how we're starting. Big cap.
No, but I think this is great information for your audience.
I did get those for your set.
You got it for the Valentine's Day.
For the Valentine's Day.
But this is great info for your followers because this is close to your favorite flower.
This is close to my favorite flower. Yes, 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 yes. This is I like stargazer lilies, but I like the bigger ones. So these are not quite as big as the ones that I like. Mm-hmm. So you know these are, but they're nice, and when they bloom, they will smell very good. But flowers just really put me into such a good mood.
I really like flowers.
You do?
Man.
Yes.
We grew up like it's a girl thing. And it is.
Right.
But if you ever been to like a cool florist, like I went to florists to like get stuff for either women I was dealing with or women in my family, I like between the smells and just the look of flowers, I've always been a huge fan of sunflowers. That's mm-hmm. my favorite.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I started just putting them in my house too. I never was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love flowers.
I received a beautiful bouquet for my birthday. Not last year, the year before. Oh,
lilies?
Yeah. Yeah. Huge vase. I mean, white lilies all over the place. There were some roses, and I'm not really a big fan of roses, but it was so beautiful. I cried.
Roses are like a mediocre rapper that blew up, you know. Hey, I was about to sit, but then I was gonna change.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Happy V Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Roses just I don't know if they're just they picture the best,
mm-hmm.
but they don't smell that great and they're not that
roses
cool.
Roses really smell like boo boo boo.
What version was that? What version was that? That was terrible.
Why are you trying to play me?
Real
roses
quick, speaking of playing
really
you.
Smell like boo, boo, boo.
Speaking of playing
yeah.
Give a super vague, real, like, wrap up of your worst Valentine's Day. I'll go first.
Oh, you was ready.
I'll just leave it at this. Random, loud argument in the middle of a quiet jazz club.
Oh.
That was my worst.
Nah, you ain't stopping there. What was the argument about?
Random. It was like we were a little faded. It was the end of the night, you know. And she just kept starting stuff, and I was like, "Shh." There was like
not
it was
shush,
like everybody was having dinner, but it was also like a performance. And it was doom 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 doom
oh,
doom
shit.
Doom doom.
I can just picture this. She caught you with another
Shh.
Bitch.
No, at the jazz club?
No, I'm saying like she brought it up. Like
I was jazz you know? Handing with another one.
No, I'm saying she brought Snapping. Up like some shit where you was fucking with somebody else.
No, it was like very petty in the moment stuff. It was very like it wasn't me there wasn't a fault. Nothing really happened. It was was just like starting
this
stuff.
This was on Valentine's Day?
On V-Day. And then I got it together, you know. I simmered it down. Mm-hmm. Had a good rest of the night. And then started another fight in the car ride home. Just turned the music down and was like, I'm bored. Let's go.
Well, my worst is better than your worst.
Better?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because he just didn't show. I got stood up on good old Valentine's Day.
No, that's worse.
I don't think
at
so.
At least I got to argue with someone.
I'd rather not.
Nah, I'm fucking kidding. Damn, you got dressed up and everything?
I got dressed up. So he... I didn't plan on doing shit that Valentine's Day. I honestly was good. I had my night planned out. I had my drink, my little wine. I was going to watch some TV. I was going to cook. It was just going to be like a regular night for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to stay off of social media. That was what I planned to do. All day, I was good. He calls me maybe like 2 o'clock. What you doing tonight?
A.M.? Oh, P.M.
P.M. Okay. What you doing tonight? I'm not doing shit. I'm chilling at the house. Like, I'm good. He's like, you want to go out? I'm like, not really. I didn't plan on this Valentine's night. Like, nigga, don't do this. You don't have to do this. You can try to talk to me. It don't have to be tonight. You know, we can go out another day. And he's like, no. I won't take you out tonight. I don't have no plans either. So I'm like, okay, but it's already like 2 o'clock. So trying to find reservations the day of on Valentine's Day to go somewhere nice is going to be crazy. Unless you're just trying to go somewhere that don't really...
Burger King.
You know? Really. You know, McDonald's has... They was probably sold out. Don't they have
McDonald's?
The... McDonald's? Uh-huh. They what on Valentine's mean? Day, they set up the restaurant with a little flower in the middle. And
no,
people
they
can,
don't.
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes, the McDonald's. Has
every
the,
McDonald's does that?
Now, when you start asking questions like that, Pat, I don't know who if took every you? Single... I've never been. How I've never know? Been.
I've never but seen this been, on social media
yeah,
or anything.
It's been on social media before.
Wow.
Look it up right now.
How?
Yes, McDonald's.
Who
is,
got away with that?
I mean,
can you imagine?
It all depends. I guess. It all depends on what the rest of the day looked like.
Unless it was like, you know, a joke thing, like, oh, they're doing right. this thing. Let's pull up. It'd be funny. Ha ha ha. Low key hoping that she would do it because it's like, man, I'm $17.
I think it can't be just no that. It can't be just that. So if you're going to do something, you got to know the chick you're with, first off.
Mm-hmm.
And if that would be something that she would find hilarious, because some people
it has
don't,
to be a
yeah.
sense of humor.
Yeah.
Unless
so,
you really try to sell it as like, oh, you know, they
or
got the roses.
Unless you really just don't have the money. Maybe that's what y'all budget has been all year, and so she'll really expect more, but it's nice to have a flower on the table. I don't know.
You can
but,
cook if you don't got the money.
Well, cooking is expensive, and especially this year. It's
it doesn't
you're
have
trying to,
be.
To cook some eggs. Okay, eggs.
Eggs are crazy.
Right.
Eggs are like a flex now.
Mm-hmm. So
I saw a nigga with an omelet on his chain.
Shut the fuck up.
You think McDonald's, like a part of them thinks that, like there's a couple out there who pulled up to McDonald's and was like on V-Day and the woman was pissed, like, I can't believe you would bring me here on Valentine's Day.
I don't
but then
think
they saw the flower and the candle and was like, okay.
Maybe. You know what? Stranger things have happened. So I'm not even going to put it past them.
That sounds
maybe.
Like a nice little Walmart love story.
That's tough. But yeah, so I didn't expect much of anything. He was like, oh, I have reservations at, I think it was Javier's. He's like, I got reservations at Javier's.
The day of?
For 9:45. Yeah. Wow. Just, so somebody probably.
That's pretty late, though, too. Thinks
yeah.
Most people want to start getting the cheeks around that time.
Yeah. At 9:45. I'm okay with eating at 9:45.
No,
and
for
so
sure.
He was like,
the
he had.
Valentine's Day reservations are between 6 and 8:30.
So he was just like, okay, cool. I got some stuff to do. But, you know, we set. We going there. For Valentine's night. I was like, okay, cool. So 7 o'clock rolls around and I call him again to make sure we still good because, you know, from 2 to 7, anything could happen.
Yeah.
So 7 o'clock, he's like,
a courtesy text.
Cause I told him, I was like, I'm not getting dressed yet. But as of this conversation, we'll determine if I get dressed or not. So are you good? Yeah. Get dressed. We going 7 o'clock. Okay. I'm ready by 9. I'm hitting him up. I hit him up at 8:40 to, like, let him know, like, hey, I'm almost done. I get no reply. And so I'm like, okay, maybe he's getting ready. You know, 9 o'clock, he's like, oh, I just got off set. And I don't think I'm going to be able to make it at that time. And I was like, what? And he's like,
where were you?
He was like, and the reservation is too late. You know, 9:45, they starting to close up already. And I said, well,
you said it.
I know.
Were you? Were you at home still?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
I was at home, but by the time that was coming through, I was dressed with shoes on.
Shit.
Because it was time to leave.
Yeah.
Now, it's Valentine's night. So I'm like, okay, let me pull up looking like a little baddie. You know what I'm saying? So
you even put the extra effort in?
I put the extra effort in. It took me 2 hours. 2 hours to get ready. And he's like, well, I'm not going to make it in time. And I was like, I'll go and get the table.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And you meet me there. I say, and you can even tell me what you want to order, and I'll place your order. So when you get there, your food is already there.
Were you really willing to do that, or were you
testing? Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, I feel like sometimes you throw that out there to test if they were really late or if they were really just bailing with sugar.
Because I didn't expect it. Even at this point, I did not expect him to bail, because we just talked 2 hours ago and you had an out.
Well, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be willing to pull up and order for them on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
you know?
I would. I mean, if you're not willing to do that, it's just unreasonable. Like, shit happens. So if something happens and you're supposed to meet somebody, you guys are coming from two totally different areas. I had a 40-minute drive to get there. Oof. So I was ready to go at 9. I'd have been there at 9:40. I would have been able to get, if he was like, oh, I'm not going to get there till 10 and they stop serving food at 10. If I get there at 9:45 and I'm able to check us in, yes, I'm going to order for him.
I thought you meant like, you know, sitting there for like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, like I can't get there till 11 type stuff.
No. Oh, okay. He was just like, I'm just going to be a little late. It's,
yeah, for sure.
You know, I got to jump in the shower. And he didn't live that far from the place. So I was like, and then he was coming up with excuses like, oh, you know, I'm not even going to make it by then. And I'm like, you're at home and you're about to shower? Like, nigga, how long does it take you to get ready?
Right.
Like, it doesn't usually take a dude that long to get ready.
Well, that's why I asked about the question, because I feel like sometimes people bail without fully bailing.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Sometimes it's like, when you suspect that, or if you just give a solution and they're like, ah, that would work, huh?
I guess, but I didn't expect it, because it was just like so, you confirmed 2 hours ago. So I'm like, oh, he's for sure in. Mm-hmm. Like, but it was, this whole night was your idea.
Right.
So for me, I was just like, okay. I'm like, well, where else do you want to go? He's like, oh, it's too hard to find reservations anywhere else. And he's like, I'll call you back. He's talking about, I'll start calling places and all this other bullshit. And I was like, okay. So I just sat back down. And I hit him one more time. He didn't respond. And so I said, okay, that's it. And so I stopped reaching out, stopped responding. And then I looked on Instagram. He posted a story. And on the story, he was at a restaurant.
Oh,
and I was like,
shit.
Holy shit. Did I just get set up for you to go out with somebody else? So I hit him.
That's what happened.
Because he posted it the next day. He didn't post it the night of. He posted it the next day. And I saw it. And I was like, for real? Like, that's
nighttime.
That's what you want about? And he was like, look at the date. That was from last year. And it was. So I was like, oh, okay.
It was?
It was. He posted something from last year to make it seem like he was out that year. So he posted something from the year before.
What was the confirmation that it was from last year?
It was a date stamp. You know how, like, when you do some certain filters, there's a date stamp on it?
He reposted an old Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day date?
Mm-hmm. Not date. It was just him in it. It was just him in the video.
Oh, so it was just him at a restaurant?
Yes. It had but it was to do with February Valentine's 14th. Day? So it was okay. on Valentine's Day the night before, I mean, the year before.
But he posted it on the 15th.
But he, no, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, but I didn't see that it was the year before until he told me to go back and look at the date. And I was like, why are you playing like that? Like, if you didn't go out this year, just don't put anything. But
that's weird.
So he said that. And then I unfollowed him on Instagram. I blocked him on my phone. And I blocked him for a good while. A good while. And then I unblocked him. and
y'all went out again, huh?
We did. But 2 years later. 2 years later. So he was consistent with hitting me up. I'm so sorry.
Stay strong, fellas.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We went out 2 years later, and that was just, that wasn't it either. I mean, it was a cool little date or whatever, but it just, for me, I just, because he was really attractive to me.
I love that y'all, very tall. Y'all stick with us.
He was very tall and very attractive. So
y'all be,
I thought,
y'all be sticking,
you know,
with us.
No, I didn't stick with it.
No, y'all be working with the bullshit sometimes.
Don't get it twisted. I did not stick with it.
I'm just saying, y'all be working around the bullshit sometimes. And I'm just saying, I appreciate it.
You know, that was that. And my cup just want to be like fun.
Damn.
My cup is.
Yeah, you can. You want
no. No, leave it. It's fine. Okay. So yeah, that's my Valentine's story.
That sucks, yeah.
It did. It sucked.
I want to say that was worse than mine.
Nope. Because if I was in your position and we're arguing in a club, a jazz club,
yeah,
where everybody's quiet,
yeah,
and everybody's in your business.
But I was able to turn that part around.
And I'd rather be, nope, because you said she started some shit in the car. You was arguing right. all night.
You acting like you didn't get in an altercation. He didn't go.
I didn't get in an altercation, though. It was like, okay.
Well, I think a big part is like I would be... First of all, being stood up sucks, period. And it's good that you weren't there, physically there. But I would be pissed.
That would have made it worse.
Oh, of course. I feel like I would have been pissed even if I, like, if it happened to me being a man that mm-hmm. takes 20 to 25 minutes to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I am coming to appreciate how much it takes. I feel like, man, we all know that it takes y'all a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the more you actually inquire and y'all really do a lot to mm-hmm. get ready to go out one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty admirable. Mm-hmm. Y'all literally...
You should see me getting ready for this fucking podcast.
Y'all literally... It's like y'all set up an... Every time you're like, oh, we going out? You just set up an easel mm-hmm. and have to paint a little picture first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, all right, starry
station.
Night. I'm
makeup,
ready to go.
Makeup station. Hair station, clothing station. Our rooms are a disaster. Our closets are a disaster.
I wash my ass, pick an outfit, smell nice. I'm out that hoe.
I wish.
But I'm starting to do more skin stuff.
Oh, good.
I've been getting into like all natural black, you know, black owned mm-hmm. shops that be doing the butters and the serums mm-hmm. and the stuff.
Go
so
ahead, plug it.
I want to get it all together, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I'm glad that you are diving into the skincare. I think all men need to jump into having good skincare regimens, because a lot of times either y'all just use water or a bar of soap, and that's it.
That's pretty wild, yeah.
Yeah, and that.
I haven't used a bar of soap really in my whole life. My mom raised us on body wash and washcloths.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it is Valentine's Day.
It is.
So, I have a, I'm not going to say, it is a relationship. I have a relationship-esque thread.
Yeah, me too.
What's yours?
It's actually a tweet of mine, once again.
I feel like this show made you crazy on Twitter. Not crazy in a bad way, but like... You're throwing some three pointers up,
yeah,
and getting nothing but net.
I'm definitely scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is, Name a time you mixed business with pleasure and it ended in sheer disaster.
Fantastic. I can only imagine the responses.
I got some good ones.
I'm going to try to think of that.
Please do.
Okay, that's a very good one.
Yeah, I actually put that up this morning.
You know what? I always wanted to do that with this show because I felt like we needed to, but some threads deserve a part two.
Yes.
And I feel like good accounts like Black Twitter threads, Instagram, they realized that they were just like, there's too many for this carousel.
Mm-hmm.
They do part three, four, five.
Oh, yes.
There's so many that we've done that I want to run back. Even the comments that we get from our fans in our comments,
mm-hmm.
It might be worth a read. So yeah. Y'all make sure you guys are in the comments sharing your personal experiences.
All right.
My Valentine's thread.
Okay.
I pulled up with this. A thread of guys sharing their worst sugar mommy experience.
Ooh.
Grab your popcorn.
Ooh, I'm ready for that. However, we are going to Rochambeau.
I haven't been great at this.
You've been losing.
All right, one, two, three, go. Right?
Well, I got confused with our selections again. Is this?
Mm-hmm. Rock, paper,
rock,
dynamite.
Rock.
Excuse me, rock, dynamite, paper. No.
So paper is still
no,
in
rock,
the mix.
Dynamite, scissors.
Rock, dynamite,
rock,
scissors.
Rock, dyna, scissors.
Okay.
Rock, bomb, scissors.
Okay.
Which one sounds better?
Bomb.
More than dyna?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like dyna?
Rock, bomb. Sounds kind of cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rock, bomb, scissors, go.
Snip, snip.
Oh, I think you just know I want to do this. And I forget. I think in the last second, you'd be forgetting the options.
So this is like.
Well, clearly you didn't forget the options. All right.
I didn't. But I think you're really going to enjoy this.
I am.
So, yes. Name a time you mix business with pleasure and it ended in sheer disaster. So, there's a few. But there's one long one. So I want to get through a couple before I read the long one. Because the long story is hilarious.
Okay.
He said, all of the times. One time I was smashing this chick at work and she had a birthday party at this club. Her boyfriend caught her getting mad that I was dancing on other chicks. And their night went bad. He totaled the whole car.
Damn.
But they're married now, which is great. But yeah, the night was rough. So he got mad at her because she got mad at the coworker.
That's usually the business and pleasure that goes awry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew a realtor and she was my homegirl for a couple years. I was mad at the time and me and my wife were trying to get a house.
Oh, shit. I see where this is going.
We end up getting together before my wife got to the house we were looking at and fucked in almost every room, but my wife showed up and caught us in the act.
He fucked her at the open house?
He fucked her. Yeah.
He's just an idiot. I'm pretty sure you can have an affair with a realtor without doing it in the house you and your wife are viewing. He said they fucked in every room, too?
In every room. Like, what the fuck was you on? Your wife was on the way? Bruh.
And you were doing it secretly, stupidly, and everywhere.
And probably raw.
I wonder what room that they were caught in. That probably added
probably
to
the
betrayal. I don't know why I was thinking kitchen, too.
Kitchen be kind of the Lydia's place.
What if the last thought she had before catching him was like, I love this kitchen.
Fuck, now we can't even get this house.
What if she was like, this is my dream island. Oh, my God. It's so, oh!
Right. Legs in the air. Damn. Tainted counters.
Hey, I wonder if they went through with the purchase.
Probably not. I guess he is still alive, but the way he wrote it, she probably caused some type of brain damage because that was a tough read and I actually had to change significantly.
That's funny.
I literally used my own words.
Well, you could tell by the story he wasn't very intelligent.
Goodness gracious. Okay, smashing a coworker when I worked at Walmart. Mind you, she had a girlfriend already. The sex was so toxic and good. My God. But it crashed and burned when she didn't want to leave the bum she was with, who she was also fucking on the side, and I got in a relationship, and now we don't talk.
And this bum was a woman.
I don't know.
I've never heard a nigga talk about like the chick's other partner as a woman, like being a bum or talking shit about him. Like, oh, that bum ass bum bitch here that she with. Like, I've never heard that situation. Maybe I'm underestimating how many female couples just be wanting to keep it.
Hey,
just lips, lip exclusive. Mm. Y'all don't want some sausage in that bun?
Right. I don't know shit. I ain't in that.
No, I just mean like if it was
some sausage in the buns.
Yeah. Why can't we just get up in there too?
We already got ham.
Y'all do seem like y'all be having hella fun just with y'all. You know, just together.
Mm. Seems like I don't know. I'm sure you probably seen quite a bit of that.
The curtain on curtain. It's a beautiful thing.
Beef stacked.
Y'all be searching that the most in porn. That's like the women's number one search is lesbian. It's like,
definitely part of my search.
What about us? Y'all just fully really don't need us for anything but sperm.
I mean,
if you really think about it, y'all really don't need us like that. We just have semen.
I'll watch Pound Town sometimes, you know, like.
We just have magical juice that you
aggressive
need.
Aggressive pounding. No.
That's crazy.
But I'm more into the more soft and sensual type
porn.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say, well, not soft porn.
There'd be lit candles in your porn videos?
Yeah, I like watching like massages and shit, like sensual massages and stuff. That shit. I guess because I enjoy massage myself and I get turned on. So when I watch it, it's really nice.
I watched porn recently. And
did you?
Mm-hmm. And I scrolled past one of those. And the masseuse had his dick out.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's how it was. That.
So you watched a professional massage with no sex?
I just watched the sensual massages. It gets me.
Oh, it wasn't on a porn site?
Yeah. They're called sensual massages, and yes.
And there's no fucking?
I don't watch the fucking. All I watch is the massage. I get turned on from the massage, nigga, and it takes me there.
You are rubbing your pussy to knots being... Nigga getting his knots in the shoulder out?
No, it's not. That's not really the area that is of turn on.
Those so the shit that be on Instagram...
You've never watched this, clearly. Because you are green right now.
I've seen the shit on Instagram.
I'm not talking about Instagram.
And I've seen the shit on Pornhub. So what else? What am I missing?
Well, I'm telling you what part gets me going, and it's not the sex. It's the actual like rubbing, the massaging,
massage.
the sensual stuff. Yes, fucking that's whatever, but that's normal. That's just regular shit. Fucking is regular to me.
What you be typing in? Swedish?
No. I'm going
porn
into
category.
I'm going into
aromatherapy.
My favorite story of this thread.
Thai massage.
Mine is tame in comparison to what happened to my boy. He was messing around with one of our coworkers. She caught feelings and asked him to leave his wife. He declined. She got pissed and filed sexual assault charges against him.
Oh, straight to that?
Mm-hmm. She told HR at work that they opened an investigation. Apparently, they were messing around on the job. They were both suspended pending the outcome. But because she knew how the game system worked, she went out on FMLA and got 100% of her weekly pay during the suspension. Since he was blindsided by her accusation, he went 1 to 2 months without pay. The local authorities investigated her claims and ultimately dismissed the case because she kept changing her story and declined a polygraph test, which my boy agreed to. The job didn't side with him, however, because he changed something about one of his statements to the HR investigator, and they used that to fire him, stating that he willfully provided false information to them, and they terminated him.
Holy shit. This woman is a fucking villain. Diabolical.
Right. She's, why won't you leave your fucking wife?
He was married.
He was married. He
wouldn't leave the wife. So he, she attacked his finances, got him fired, and got the sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just on the
it was
on the
just
job,
a charge,
right?
But they dismissed it, yeah.
But it wasn't like on a like a it wasn't on his record or anything, right?
I don't know.
Shit, he ain't got no record. He has a box, a cardboard right. box. With
some months later, he got a job with the DOD as a contractor. My boy's accuser found out about it and went to one of my coworkers, telling him that she is going to do whatever she could to get his security clearance revoked. It didn't work. He's still working with the DOD.
Okay. I thought, I was like, this story's about to get worse.
He got me in with a sweet job on the same base as him some time later. That same woman also had a boyfriend that attempted to murder her ex-husband at his job some years ago. I told him that he got off easy because he is still alive and forever in the hot seat with his wife. End. Drop mic.
Can you read the murder part again? I got a little confused.
He got me in with a sweet job on the same base as him some time later. That same woman also had a boyfriend that attempted to murder her ex-husband at his job some time years ago. I told him that he got off easy because he's still alive and forever in the hot seat with his wife.
Okay. So her ex...
Her boyfriend, yeah.
Tried to kill her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
Who we can probably assume left her after that.
Yep. I'm gonna assume.
So was the friend saying he's lucky that her ex-boyfriend didn't come after him?
Right.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you lucky you're alive because you could be in a situation where a nigga trying to murder you.
I mean, shit. Based on what she did, he's lucky she didn't try to murder him.
Honestly, I don't think people really take into account the other aspects of fucking with.
Hi, everyone. Jazzy Bell here from Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And if you're a fan of music, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Woman in Hip Hop Podcast, a show that focuses on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And is brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Either new people or others, how that can like attack people in your life, not just you.
Right.
Like, you could be, and then when you're talking about military, like.
I'm sorry, who was military?
Department of Defense. Isn't that, that's government, military type stuff? He said DOD, right? So when you start dealing with officials and government type stuff, mm-hmm. like you in that type of arena and you dealing, like you playing, I don't know where they originally worked. But I'm guessing maybe they had some type of shit there.
But it's
a contractor.
Like you got him fired. It's
you
over.
Got him fired.
You went to the next job.
I don't know what the conversations with them were like, what the sex was like. Something happened that caused her to think that he was going to leave his wife. So maybe while they were fucking, she said something like, oh, I can't wait till we're together forever. You know, I wonder if he was putting it down too good on this and maybe they was having sex too often.
He was like, you got to leave your wife.
Sometimes niggas will make other women feel more special than the one that they're dealing with. No, I'm saying.
You know she crazy.
No. I don't doubt that at all. But what I'm saying is sometimes people get led on a path,
yep.
thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, he's calling me beautiful. He's having sex with me. We're intimate. He's disrupting the union of his wife, this woman that he supposedly loves so much, to fuck with me. So I don't know what the conversations were like, but clearly she took that and what he was telling her as, I'm more important than your wife. I feel like sometimes people, and we do it too, you know, maybe we're dealing with somebody pretty strongly and somebody else comes along and, you know, they're a little more exciting than what we think, but they end up being fucking crazy and trying to get you to leave, like, your home. And that's just like, you know, if you make them think that you will, then you open those emotions up for that other person mm-hmm. to just go
boredom,
nuts.
Boredom is dangerous, you know? Like, idle hands. I feel like he made a decision that was very much in the moment, or just in the period, based on how he was feeling with his current relationship, and that had consequences beyond what anybody would imagine.
I think people don't really take that into account, and I guess I watch so much Forensic Files.
It's always Forensic Files.
It's always he wanted to be in a new relationship. So the girlfriend then, or the side chick then, attacked the wife or killed the wife, or, you know, they want to get her out of the way or whatnot, or get, you know, people out of the way. People just don't realize the type of danger you put others in when you just out here just dealing with whoever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, that's always been a thing for me is, like, you know, a lot of dudes glorify fucking a nigga bitch, fucking a nigga wife, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, I personally don't see what's cool about that. I think it's the whole grass is greener, like, oh, I have something that belongs to somebody else, which is a huge thing in human traits for some reason.
And even if it's not possessiveness, it's just like, she's just supposed like, to be committed to this person, but she's out here with me.
It's kind of like a ha-ha. You don't even have to know the other person. And I feel like, I've seen it with men and women. They're just like, you know, they're almost proud of the fact that they got something.
I got your bitch.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I hope you really, really like that feeling, because that other person can be crazy as hell.
Right.
And be willing to go to jail. Like, there are so many people who are just willing to just go to jail. And that is that's a crazy thought, you know, because it's like, if you are working and got something going, not necessarily career-wise, but just mentality-wise, you don't want to risk that. And the idea that some people are just willing to, just in general or for their significant other, be willing to kill somebody, be willing to do whatever, it makes no sense.
That was my final story.
That was fire.
I really enjoyed that one. Man. And I told him, I said, you know where the story's going. And he's like, yep.
Oh.
His name is, I think it's Charles Xavier.
I like that people know that, you know, it's called Thick Threads. We put it right out there. So if you jump in one of our threads, it's going public.
I told him that and he said, yep, he already knew.
I mean, he already put it on Twitter. All right. This is something that might need a part 2.
Okay.
But I'll just read a couple stories for now.
Okay. Can we do 2 Valentine episodes?
We could just have a Valentine's month. You know what I'm saying? It's February. Love is in the air.
Sometimes it stinks.
Nice. That was... Cool little poetry.
Sorry, that was real pessimistic.
All right, a thread of guys sharing their worst sugar mummy experience.
Sugar mummy?
It's
M-U-M-M-Y?
It's spelled S-H-U-G-A-R, so sugar, and M-U-M-M-Y, sugar mummy.
Oh, so these niggas from Britain?
No, ignorance.
Oh, damn, they just can't spell?
This first one is from Saheed, 27. We were sexting on IG, and I sent a picture of my penis to her. We're starting hot. Sexting and penis in the same sentence.
Sent her my dick.
She swore she would do anything to have me in her bed. One Friday, she came to pick me up to spend the weekend at her place. She transferred $200K to me instantly and told
lies.
Me,
sorry.
And told me that was just the tip of the iceberg. As long as I can keep my mouth shut and give her good sex.
And now he's telling the story. Way to go. $200K? He could have went lower.
Listen to the... Lower? Okay. Why would he go lower? She just the sent lie? It. You would...
The lie?
Listen to...
I'm sorry.
Listen to the story and you'll see why, even if you got that $200K, you might just throw this on the internet.
Okay.
That was just the tip of the iceberg. That means I'm putting the tip of my iceberg in that thing for that 200. She said she loves to dominate, so I jumped to lay in bed. She made me face down.
Oh, face down.
Tied my hands and brought out a dildo.
Ooh, pegging time, pegging time, pegging, pegging, peg, peg, peg.
Why do you guys want to sodomize us?
I don't want to do it.
why is it a even a thought for women?
She pulled out the dick and tried to peg me.
Stop.
I stopped her because I didn't want her to smell the smegma.
That didn't rhyme.
Peg me and smeg me?
Did you say smeg me or smegma? Which was the word. She made me face down, tied my hands,
down.
And mm-hmm. brought out a dildo.
Yikes.
I became confused. I started screaming when she was bringing the dildo towards my anus.
She just started screaming when he first saw it.
She said, that's the only thing that turns her on. That
the screaming
should have been discussed. I would love to know that the $200K that I probably already spent is coming to me because the only thing that gets your pussy wet is shoving something in
your
whose ass?
Your pussy.
She said it's the only thing that turns her on. The tip of the dildo was touching my anus when I started crying.
She probably really enjoyed this. She said she wants to dominate him, and
that
if you
might
start
be part
crying,
of it.
Yo.
Tip of the dildo touching my anus when I started crying and begging her not to do it.
This is tragic.
She eventually stopped and got every information she needed. It's a weird way to put it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just put it right.
She got all the info.
She eventually stopped and put all the information she needed to access my phone to transfer her money back.
Ooh.
While I was still tied.
Wow.
I don't think the crying was what turned her on. I think she actually needed to do it. Because if she got the refund,
she was
and
just
he
like,
got nothing but the trauma.
She's like, you want me to dominate you, but you're not willing to get pegged?
You
want to
talk about that
here.
First?
Right. I
Can
mean,
you run that by me?
Definitely. But
it's
I mean,
a huge dildo, too.
It's probably mighty, probably big and black. But
why tie him up, too? It has to be
because
against their will?
She said dominate it. She likes to dominate. Look, I ain't gonna front. I know some men that 200K is their number.
For that?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. You put enough.
You would never moisturizer know. You would never know if it was gonna be a fart or a shit for the rest of your life.
But
you know how
I
sometimes
heard
you know,
that
like,
you guys,
damn, this next fart might be a little wet.
I don't know what that has to do with this conversation.
I'm
right
saying
now.
After that, for 200K, every fart for the rest of your life might be a full dookie, and you wouldn't know because your
is
asshole
that really
sounds
the
like
effect?
When it's windy. It probably sounds like the top of a moonshine bottle.
Boop.
You know how niggas be like, foo, 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 foo.
No.
You never seen a nigga play a bottle of moonshine?
No.
I gotta show you some
videos. I really want you to play it.
And the nigga with banjos like. you gotta watch more cartoons. All right, story number two.
Thinking about somebody playing an asshole like that.
That's what your 200K friends is dealing
but
with.
I know there's probably quite a few dudes that's gonna
shit.
Do it for the 200K.
No. I don't think I have a price for that. I think my like between that being
if you didn't
crazy,
have money, if you didn't have money,
if, desperation, mm-hmm. It's my body. It's my body. Like, I'm not going... That's on the same level
like
of
us.
Cutting off a leg for a price. Like, I'm not going to be able to walk.
I mean, she might have been gentle.
Old lady...
All you had to do is sell her careful. It's my first time.
I have been raised by amazing women. Putting my hands on a woman is last thing that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably sock that old lady.
But
to get out of that situation,
were tied.
Double back fist.
Pop her back. I don't
double
know
back
if
fist.
That's really gonna do anything.
Kangaroo kick, nigga.
You be squirming
in
he
that
was,
situation.
He was face down, hands tied.
You just said face down. You didn't say ass up.
Well, if you're face down, your ass is facing.
Roll over,
up.
Kangaroo kick, backwards punch, headbutt.
See, this is what I do know about. You said domination, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of their ties are tied so that you can't get out.
No.
So no. I wonder.
Here's the thing. I've had the fuzzy handcuffs before. I've mm-hmm. been cuffed. I've never been tied up in a way that I couldn't escape.
You just said cuffs, though. Have you been tied, like, with a
rope? I've been tied to a bedpost, yeah. Okay. But it was like, I feel like you can,
damn,
like,
let's. That was some freak shit.
It was her idea. It was for sure her idea. But I wasn't like, tie me up. I don't want any control. But.
You one of them niggas with money who want women to disrespect you.
No. No. God, no. Yes.
Call me a little dick.
I've been telling people what to do all day. Walk me around in diapers.
Walk on
call
my
me names.
Back and head.
I think that, let's break down what the fetish is.
Okay.
You want control. You mm-hmm. can get that, oh my God, I can't move my hands, without me actually being trapped. Because anything could happen. All right, I'm moving on.
Wait, so this nigga got nothing for his trauma? Yep. I'd have been like, bitch, you need to leave 50K up in there or else I'm pressing charges. This nigga got his asshole rubbed on with a dildo.
Was that against... Was that against the law?
Yes!
Yeah?
It was against his will. Once she pulled out the dildo, I think
he consented to being tied.
Ended. Yeah.
He consented to being tied up and
but
doing
I think,
shit.
Yeah, I think the consent ended when she brought out the dildo.
But
he was
with dominatrix stuff, sometimes they're like, I'm going to just be like, oh, no, please don't. And that's part of it. So how do you prove legalities?
The story. He's telling the story where his consent ended.
You can change that.
When she pulled out the dildo.
But you can change that. You never heard of those crazy fetishes where women are like, break into the house.
You're
and I'm
missing
gonna be like,
what I'm saying.
I'm going to be like, please don't. And like, smash me. It's like, hey, that's crazy.
Yes, you're missing what I'm saying, though. He was for real. And she caught on that he was for real. And she took his info and transferred the shit back. Now, transferred 200K back. I really feel like this story is full of cap because transferring 200K just out of the blue, usually there are some type of restrictions. Yes, that's quite a large sum of money. So I'm just going to say it was 5K.
Okay. It's better for your...
It makes more sense because at 10K, you know, the freaking authorities are pinged. So 200K, I just feel like, and where's she sending it from?
What? I mean,
Zelle? No.
If I had a sugar mama, which would be great, the older the better, you know. That's my dream. 200K transfers sounds about right. I don't know the whole sugar world.
So you're a prostitute, low key.
No, you're a sugar baby. I think prostitutes found a way around the word prostitute. You know?
Okay, so you agree that it's prostitution, but you don't want to actually say it because you might get judged.
Next story. Gotcha. Diolu 24. Diolu. I don't know if that's how you say it. This woman gives me a lot of money. I just name the amount and I get it with or without having sex with her. Ideal. I collected up to 2M from her in just 3 months.
Here we go.
What am I wearing?
Big cat.
A caperoni.
Mm-hmm. A large one at that.
The only problem is that she started controlling my life and wouldn't let me go.
Of course.
If you really got 2M, she would collect my phone to see if I'm talking to any girl, and if she found out that I was, she would say I'm cheating and threaten me. 2M, you are cheating, nigga.
I mean, that's an easy get around.
Here's where it gets juicy.
You just got to block your girlfriend when you go over there and delete her messages.
The worst was when she told two of her security guards to beat me up.
Damn!
Because I declined her invitation.
Ooh.
I've been beaten up by them several times. I washed her clothes, including undies, cooked, cleaned the house, and even had sex with her whenever she wants. She used me...
That's a good word. She used me. This nigga's used and abused. You can put him as a category on Pornhub.
People started asking if I was sick.
Damn! She's ravaging this dude. She's for sure getting pegged.
I escaped last year because she
relocated
abroad.
Escaped! Oh my God.
Listen, the 2M clearly puts it in the cap category. However, if there were billionaires that were dropping off that type of money for dick, that story after, the story that how it changed after that would be how it was. Got my ass whooped. Had mm-hmm. I was basically a slave for 2M. Mm-hmm. That's what you signed up for.
I hope he invested it. I hope it was worth it. And your ass whooped. You know, ass whoop.
Right. If you don't imagine it. Well, it's kind of weird from you, but I'll imagine.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine I got my ass whooped every time I didn't.
It's still
smash a chick.
We're teetering on there. It's still even for you. It's
still bad.
It's
but
bad.
I'm just saying, like you.
It's bad.
I'm just saying for the
I get what you're
internet
saying.
Purposes.
I hear where you're coming from, but we're moving into a lane of understanding that is
no.
equally as bad for you as it is for me.
We saw the Johnny Depp deposition. The deposition. Was that had to be a joke during that, right?
Depped.
D-E-P-P- position? Deposition? She pooped on his bed.
Yeah.
That's crazier than the girl that you were talking
Funky
about.
Funky Comadina.
Junior, 27.
Oh, Lord. He's a young one.
I met this divorcee in her early 50s. She was very fat.
Why did he have to say that? That information could have been omitted. Damn!
But I only cared for the money.
Oh!
It was time to have sex, and I wasn't sure I wanted to do it because I couldn't have an erection after seeing a big tummy. You know, a tummy is not a deal breaker for
amateur.
Me.
Amateur. We know.
Okay, you know what? He's going a little past the line in
okay,
my opinion.
Let's get graphic.
He said, "I couldn't have an erection after seeing a big tummy, lots of stretch marks, saggy breasts, and some dark patches everywhere." Listen.
Oh, the dark patches will do it.
Dark patches happen.
Everything else was okay.
Stretch marks are sexy.
Are they? Oh, okay.
Who's really getting a soft dick from stretch marks?
I don't know.
That's doing a lot.
It's just nice to hear the phrase, stretch marks are sexy.
I think,
that's a nice phrase.
I mean, I think stretch marks and cellulite have been demonized by women. I don't think niggas really ever cared about it.
No, niggas do. They might say they don't.
Listen, a nigga who's not getting the vagina will say anything.
Okay.
To get attention. If it was right in front of him, I guarantee you no niggas walking out the room because of stretch marks or cellulite. I will argue that all day long.
But it doesn't stop him from talking shit about it.
Niggas talk shit about women they can't get all day long.
And so what it does is it affects the people who then have the cellulite and stretch marks.
So, why are y'all listening to the niggas who ain't even getting it?
We don't know who's getting what. So it's not like you can differentiate by looking at a nigga profile. Like, I mean, some you can tell, like, oh, he's probably not getting none. But why would we if he's talking shit about our cellulite? And
why aren't y'all asking the people you dealing with?
Because clearly the people we dealing with is already dealing with it. But sometimes you look at the type of bitches that they start following who have zero cellulite and zero stretch marks, and, you know, you see the likes. You see the likes on the page. So when you see the guy you dealing with on all these, like, say, fitness model pages, liking all of these perfect, super perfect body, no blemishes, no stretch marks, no dark spots.
But there's assumptions
in that. No cellulite.
I think in the situations we're talking about, which is a great conversation, you guys are still connecting some of those dots. You know what I mean? I think that there is the looking at who you're dealing with and what they apparently like based on social media, and then assuming, like, oh, they must not like this then.
Well,
you know,
it's
that's
not
the
that.
Assumption.
I'll tell you what the assumption is.
You're saying that they're
is.
Liking all these super perfect this, fitness models,
right,
and that equates
because
to them
they can't
not
get
liking
them. So it's like they're settling for what they have because you can't get that. You can't get these fitness models because probably them themselves are not in the shape that the fitness model would even like. But that's your...
I think that is a true statement,
you know,
but I still
saying?
Think
like,
you are putting a little assumption on us, too.
But if, say you liked that girl's picture and she then slid in your DMs and said, "Thank you for liking my picture," would you continue that conversation with her? Chances are Yes, even if you got but the chick with the cellulite and the stretch marks and everything that
you haven't said a lie yet, but I think we're still outside of the main thing, which is what does that man like?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the assumption
probably
is
likes it all.
They like this. So you assume like, damn, I wish my girl didn't have cellulite,
mm-hmm.
or damn, I wish I didn't. And it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I like
that girl's
that
attractive.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying.
I like
so
that too.
I just think that some things get a worse rep than others because you're listening to the opinion of people who aren't in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like on the dude side, we all know that them niggas are capping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know that if they ever had the opportunity to have sex with a woman and they had stretch marks, they wouldn't follow any of those principles that they had in them comments. You know,
mm-hmm.
we know that. Mm-hmm. I feel like it sucks that you guys you can't differentiate, and I get why,
mm-hmm.
Because that just seems like the comment section is men.
Mm-hmm.
But I
feel
that's
like
never been a deal breaker.
I feel like men tend to kind of do that. They'll project this. She gotta have her nails done. She gotta have her hair done. I need a baddie. Like everything is together all the time, and that is a lot of work. That is a lot of work, and sometimes it's work that's unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
But then like you see who they're actually with, but you see who they want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like okay, I'm settling because I actually, myself, as this man that I am, cannot actually keep up with the woman that I am seeking, you know? And so it's like, but that woman that you're with, that you're settling for, there's like passive aggressive type shit that you can say and do that lets that woman know,
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, you're with me. I have cellulite. I have stretch marks. But there are things that you say, there are things that you do that lets me know you're not as okay with it as, you know, you'd like to make it seem.
I think that's facts. I think the interesting part is that men and women have their own separate cultures of how they view each other,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I feel like how you guys may look at each other and know exactly what the other woman is doing. It's just oh, she's pick me. Oh, she's trying to slide in, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes are the same. You know, like, we see exactly what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole culture of men just trying to impress the next nigga is mm-hmm. so crazy to me. It's like
mm-hmm.
dudes are trying to impress other men,
mm-hmm.
either just as much as they're trying to impress other women, if not more. Probably
and it's
more.
The same thing for women. Women are trying to impress other women.
Right.
Just as much, if not more. Because it really is a competition. It ends up being a competition
mm-hmm.
for his attention. So it's like, I got to go against her. So I need to do what I can to step my game up above her
mm-hmm.
in order to keep or capture his attention.
And it's crazy that animals do that too. They do that too, but we just have stupid things like social media that amplifies it. So I think that when it comes to like dudes demanding what they want in a woman and what they need, oh, I got to have this.
Mm-hmm.
A girl, I'm not talking to a chick unless she's bop, 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 and blah, 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 blah. Like you said, you look who they with or the next, mm-hmm. and then you just like, what happened to all of that stuff? And that's why I don't really believe anybody who's...
I've fallen victim to this. I can't even lie.
I don't believe that.
I've seen some baddies online, and I'm like, whoa, shit, let me step my game up because she out here killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can use it as motivation, but it doesn't always have to be a bad thing, but it's exhausting. Keeping your nails done, keeping your skin together, keeping your hair done all the time.
Right.
Making sure your makeup don't look like a clown. Like, every time you step out, it can be exhausting. And then offer him to not really be that impressed by it and say, you look better without makeup on. I'm sorry.
I don't know where that came from. But I think that even that is a control thing. It's just like a, my girl better be done up,
mm-hmm.
natural thing. And then it's like, they do all that and it's just like, you should go natural.
Right.
I think it's a control thing because I personally believe that the dudes who are the loudest at saying all that stuff, don't, just to bring it full circle, they don't care if a baddie that didn't have all that, they wouldn't be like, nah, didn't but you hear then, my podcast?
But
oh Lord, here we go. You know, I don't, first of all, I don't believe any nigga with a podcast. That's why I don't be.
You don't believe yourself?
Well, I don't, I be just talking about random shit. Like, I don't be trying to teach shit to people, you know?
That's true.
So it don't but matter think, if you believe I think, me or I not. Think then, I'm just reading shit off the internet.
But also, it's confusing for us because it comes down to you guys saying, like, oh, all of that stuff doesn't matter, and that stuff matters, you look better natural, all this other shit. But then when you guys, like, wife us, per se, and we stopped doing all that as much as we were when we were dating, then he's like, she changed. She doesn't do what she used to do.
I think that goes both ways. So imagine if the dude just let himself go and stopped the whole courting
thing. But if I was
telling him
beforehand, like, you don't got to do all this. You don't have to do all that. I really like you for who you are, and, you know, and you're doing a lot, but you don't have to do all that. And then when we actually, like, make things official, then you actually stop doing all that. It's my fault for telling you didn't have to keep up that level of consistency.
Well, I think overall, women are just, they just allow more things than men. That's just why there's a bunch of ugly dudes, fat dudes that just have amazing looking women, because you guys are just more lenient in that area. I think we can all agree.
It really comes down to how you treat us. It really comes down to how you treat us.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And I think that also matters with men a lot, mm-hmm. you know, but I also think that because we're so easily distracted, we can blame a marriage going down.
Is it hard for guys to treat women good?
I think it's a.
Is it? Is it? Do you think it's difficult?
I mean, it's obviously easier to not do that. But I'm not gonna sit here and act like when I don't treat a woman well, I just don't do anything. I don't go out of my way to treat a woman badly.
Right.
I've never been someone to just start shit or do wild shit out of. But it's like me treating a woman poorly, I guess, is just being inattentive or not doing anything, and that is so easy. but I mean, honestly, a lot of people don't have my personality. A lot of people just naturally.
No one has your personality.
Thank you. Huge compliment. I didn't mean that in a bragging way, but thank you. What I was basically saying, it was actually more of a diss to myself. I think a lot of people are naturally more loving than me. Naturally, they just do that stuff more naturally. So in that case, it's hard for me because I'm going out of my way and doing this stuff. And then you have to deal with the, like, damn, if they don't like it, then I'm upset and sad because it's like, damn, I messed up, you know? So I think it's a personality thing, but I don't think it's difficult for some people.
For a guy we like, I think we definitely lower our standards. So
we do too.
I'm sure you do. I mean, I don't know.
See, I gotta be brutally honest for the fellas.
Yeah. I'm not gonna argue that. but. I feel like it's a little different because even if you lower your standards for the woman, I feel like you guys still continue to search for more, even when you have what's good enough. So it's like, yeah, we lowered our standards, but at the same time, we still got one foot out of the door. When it's with us, I feel like we have both feet in the door.
You know.
Am I lying?
To the general consensus, not a lie was told.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that men are way more similar in that regard than we think.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you guys try harder, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys just don't let it be known as much.
Don't let it be known that what?
I think
that we've lowered our standards for you?
No, I just think that naturally everyone has one foot out of the relationship in some way.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, I think that...
No way.
I think that women are painted as being all in, and guys are just painted as being for everyone.
I'll tell you what I think.
As a general blanket statement.
This is what I think.
Can I finish what I think?
Oh, I was going to say that. I was going to phrase it. Cause it's exactly what you said right now is a phrase of mine. I was going to say, it feels like for men, they have to fight to be loyal to one woman as opposed to women who, if we're not with the guy that we want to be with, we have to kind of fight to be disloyal. So it's like, if we want to be with somebody and we know that he doesn't want to be with us necessarily, it is very easy for him. It's very hard for him to be loyal to us. Meanwhile, on our side, it is hard for us to be disloyal to him because we don't want to deal with anybody outside of him.
That's a bar.
Bar.
But I think...
But go ahead.
I think you guys are a little bit... I think we are closer in that regard than we think.
Okay.
I think more of you guys have to fight to be disloyal and more of us...
Have to fight to be loyal.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%.
But I think that you guys are just a little bit more like us than we all paint.
Okay.
I think ideally we want to think that every girl wants that guy and it's always that guy and every dude wants all these hoes.
I mean,
I think you guys are a little bit more like that than we think.
Like our roster? Like we want to have a big roster?
Let's just lean into science if opinions don't matter. we are still all animals that have instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there are plenty of animal examples of the women hoeing they niggas out. Think about it. Think about all them random fun facts. Fun facts. Female seahorses fuck 100 niggas a day. I made that up.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
There be random facts like that. But speaking of facts.
You made me forget where the camera was. I'm like, huh?
You look that way.
Yeah.
Speaking of random facts.
Wait.
We done gave a.
Your thread. You stopped that she was fat. With stress marks.
I didn't finish the last one?
No.
Oh, my bad.
I don't think you did. I only remember we got sidetracked from stretch marks and cellulite.
Oh, I did stop. Okay.
Sugar mama.
So back to Junior.
Sugar mummy.
Remember.
Junior 27.
Divorcee. Good memory. Divorcee in her early 50s. Very fat. It was time to have sex. Wasn't sure I could do it. Couldn't have an erection after seeing a big tummy, lots of stretch marks, saggy breasts, and dark patches.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your old ass here.
Wow.
Let me lick them stretch marks.
You are just...
Let me lick them tiger stripes.
This nigga has no standards.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you anti-tiger stripes,
dark
huh?
Spots is tough for me.
See? See why we can't win?
Dark spots is tough for me.
When we finally accept, now
but then, it's
y'all
tough for me, but
no
I'm
going
to try to fix them.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
I'm
going
to try to
talk about that?
I'm going to try to fix them.
So I accept... What this dude's throwing away, and now we ain't got no standards.
You probably wouldn't even accept it.
You wild
the
as
way,
hell.
The way he's talking about
you
it.
You wild. This is why we can't win. Okay, this is where it gets a little sad.
Okay.
I gave myself a hand job.
What?
Gave myself a hand job and had an erection. Finding where to put my penis was another task.
Oh, she was really... Oh, he did say very fat. Okay.
Because skin Pat, was...
You wouldn't even... You would not on. Have sex with this woman.
I didn't say I would have sex with this woman. I was talking about big tummy, stretch marks, saggy breasts. If you're going to have sex with an old person, just accept the saggy breasts and dark patches. I got past all that. You couldn't. Crazy.
No, I probably wouldn't have sex with this
dude
guy.
Couldn't.
If this was the description.
Well, this woman might be a little wild. He had to give himself a hand job. He said he had to find where to put his penis because skin was just covering everywhere.
Okay, so maybe she had the gastric sleeve, and she had lost a little bit of weight, had some extra skin going on, maybe some little rashes underneath some places,
girls,
some dry skin.
Girls with extra meat got extra juice, too.
It's not meat. This is skin we talking.
He said very fat, protruding tummy.
He also
extra
said a
meat,
lot of skin.
Extra juice.
Which signifies she might have been bigger and lost some weight.
Doesn't matter.
That's why I said the sleeve.
I'm saying big girls got the good cooch.
Yeah, I heard about that.
We started having sex.
I don't know. I'm not considered that, huh?
Not in the way they're talking about. Not in the way they're talking about.
I'm like,
you're thick. You're like a super thick woman, and there are like thick women that have horrible vagina. Just like there are super skinny women that have amazing vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they're going out of their way to say big girls have good coochie, they're talking about like BBWs, like like fat girls.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Big baddies.
We started having sex. And you need to see how she was moaning out loud, telling me not to stop because she hasn't felt this good in a very long time.
Aw, that would make me kind of sad.
She gave me 5K after fucking six times.
5K every time? Or just...
That's the end of the story.
So about 900 per session.
He called her Loss in the last line. Loss. Mm. This guy is clearly not American.
Right. Wow. Oh, well, I mean...
Kind of sad towards the end, huh?
Yeah, that was really sad. Poor thing. I really hope she finds somebody that deserves her loyalty.
All right, last story. Ready?
Okay.
I was at my sugar mama's... They keep saying sugar mummy. I was at my sugar mummy's place during crossover night when thieves came to rob. They took my phones and transferred all the 700K into my account.
What is up with these dudes and these big ass numbers?
They got robbed.
So he got 700K in his account. He was a millionaire. And he was able to transfer it right then.
And he had a sugar mama with 700K. The thieves made it clear that they only came for her gold, and she gave it to them. Immediately, they zoomed off, and she called the police. Unfortunately, the thief escaped, and she lied to the police that I was one of the thieves. I later found out that she did that because one of the police is her husband's friend. That's how I went to celebrate my new year in the cell. I was beaten and starved for 3 days before she came to tell them it was a mix-up. So she got robbed. Police came, had to throw him in there and say he was a thief too because the cop that came was her homie's friend.
Why the fuck didn't she tell him to leave?
Because it's
why
a lie.
Why would you let me stay until the cops got here? Right. Tell me to leave along with the thieves. So then we don't have to do any of that.
So he was the only one that got arrested. Sometimes niggas have a good idea, but they're not great at storytelling.
700K down and he got put in the slammer. Probably got tickled a little bit in there. And
what app is letting you transfer 700?
None.
That's what these fictional ass niggas don't be thinking about.
No. Yeah, so I'm like, I mean, guys, just tell the story. Like, you don't have to do all that. We didn't even need a number. I didn't even need a number. We didn't even
have a story.
That was enough information outside of the number.
I feel like when it comes to Twitter, these niggas don't have a story. They're just like, I want to submit. I want to repost. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that long-ass Valentine's version of the show. But we gotta exit with a fact.
Yes.
Gotta exit with a fact. Mine is not Valentine's related. Is yours?
Yes, I have. It's kind of cute. It's more so like just some little explanations.
Okay.
So, February 11th is Satisfied Staying Single Day. It's a day to celebrate the idea that being alone is as empowering as being in a relationship.
It is.
Mm-hmm. February 12th is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. February 13th is Galentine's Day. So, this is a day prior to Valentine's Day that was designed to celebrate other equally important relationships in our lives, our girlfriends. Of course, Valentine's Day is February 14th, and February 15th is Singles Awareness Day, which is what I like to call Valentine's Day.
Single Awareness Day is the 14th. What do you mean? If you're single, you will be very aware on the 14th.
Well, what I think they mean by Singles Awareness Day is sometimes you have a hope that something's going to happen later on in the evening, and by the next day,
you're not aware till the next day.
It's done. I call it Valentine's Day because I feel like that's the day that all the side relationships get a little love.
Which I don't understand, because I feel like if you're in a relationship where you know you're the side, it should just be like Valentine's Day ain't a thing. Like, why have this expectancy?
Because I don't think there's an expectancy. The expectancy is February 15th.
But and I'm saying, why do anything at all?
Because you still probably want that person to feel something, so you can still get your needs met throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, but what if they have a significant other?
Then you have the conversation with them that's not a part of the the relationship, but I'm talking, I think this is more so, when I say Valentine's Day, I feel like it's more so people who are in relationships with people who are in relationships. You know, so it's like, I already know I'm not getting the 14th, but can we do something on the 15th? People are still human, no matter how hard they try to act. Like, if you're dealing with somebody that's in a relationship, they're still going to want something that they can feel, you know? Otherwise, why do it?
I feel that.
And especially if it's been going on a long time. If you got a significant other yourself, first of all, everybody's in the wrong. But if you got a significant other yourself, then chances are you don't need Valentine's Day. But there's a lot of people that are single dealing with people in relationships.
Well, I think all of this would be solved with confidence. Self-confidence. Love yourself. Valentine's Day becomes just another day.
Yeah, I wish it was simple. It's just loving yourself.
Sometimes another culture has a holiday you ain't never heard of, and your whole timeline is filled with that culture doing stuff, and you're like, wow, I guess today is a holiday. What if we just thought of Valentine's Day like that? Oh, all the people in relationships are doing flower stuff and eating. Cool. I've spent many a Valentine's Day at the crib.
I'm sure you have.
Punching my sack.
Punching your sack?
Because it's...
Wow.
It's not that bad.
Well, that's because you don't want anything.
That's not true. It's, I mean, not what you said. I don't think that's why.
I think that's why you're comfortable. With
no, it's just like, because, it feels like Hanukkah to me.
Because you don't want anything.
No, because I'm not Jewish.
Well, I'm saying,
if I'm not in a relationship, it's just a holiday that has nothing to do with
you. That's what I'm saying. You don't want anything. That's covered in you're not in a relationship. You don't want a relationship. So your Valentine's Day is whatever because you don't want that in your life.
Have you ever spent a July 4th not at a barbecue?
Yes.
It's the same. It's like, damn, some people had some good-ass plates. Some people had some fun barbecues.
But some of them I wanted to go to. Like, right. Damn, I wish
it's
I went to
It's like a small thing, though. It's like, damn, that would have been dope.
But, I mean,
let's this year.
But let's not use barbecue for 4th
it's
of
anything.
July.
No, New
because,
Year's.
No,
what
no,
about
no.
a New Year's?
No,
you're not
no,
at a crazy
no, no,
party.
No,
you're
no,
just
no,
like,
no.
ah, some people did it, some I didn't.
You're missing. 4th of July, there's a romantic aspect to 4th of July. New Year's, there's a romantic aspect to New Year's. So, yeah, you might miss out on the barbecue, but you still might want to spend time with somebody watching the fucking fireworks. You know, you might want to spend that time at least.
But that's my
point. Especially for New Year's Eve.
That's my point. Sometimes you have a perfect New Year's where you cracking party, you kiss somebody at the countdown, whatever it is. Sometimes you just be at the crib and you're just looking at the timeline or CNN and you see Don Lemon turning up and shit and you're just like, man, some people had a really fun time. This year, I was just chilling.
I don't think
that should be how Valentine's Day. It shouldn't be the end of the world.
That's not. It's a lover's holiday. The entire holiday is based around relationships and love.
I'm just saying the FOMO is there and there's relationship
but also,
elements.
Yes. I don't think that. I think there are a lot of people that might spend that time alone on New Year's Eve or the evening of 4th of July who are just like, damn, like, I wish I did have someone to spend this evening with. Like, you know, like, it's just nice. Even if it ain't that deep like that, it's still nice to spend that time together.
In my example, going out to those places
you're very
would
robotic.
Be better. I'm saying... FOMO doesn't have to be the end of the world. There's some year. My point was that there are other holidays where sometimes you don't do something that year and you feel like you missed out, but it's not that big of a deal.
I don't really think that it's FOMO. It's wanting something deep with someone that you don't have that you wish you could share these moments with.
Sometimes Valentine's Day ain't that deep, so.
For the people who don't want it.
Well,
there are a lot of people who do.
Overall, if you love yourself, it won't matter. So my fact is about someone who loves himself.
Oh, he's loving on himself.
Goddamn Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, talk to me.
Ooh. That's the only way I can tie this shit to Valentine's Day. All right. In 2002, a Marvel Comics writer based a version of Nick Fury on Samuel L. Jackson and used his likeness without permission.
Mm-hmm.
So, random comic came out. Samuel L. Jackson was Nick Fury. Jackson nearly took legal action, so he was about to sue the pants off of Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But Marvel offered to cast him as Fury if the character ever appeared in a movie.
And it did.
He took that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he said...
I thought that was the weirdest role ever, but...
I mean, I don't.
I thought it what kind of was.
Well, it's weird because Nick Fury has never been black. So for him to not only turn black, but to be Samuel L. Jackson and be like, Avengers, assemble, motherfucker. Weird twist, but I love him as Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And the checks that he is getting as Nick Fury are probably astounding compared to whatever he would have won from that one comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel could have shelved that comic book and been like, fuck it, we just won't sell it. And he would have been like, oh.
Way to go.
But he bet on himself.
Mm-hmm. It took that, and it worked out. And look, now I'm here for it.
I patch Fury.
Very nice fact.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We can all only dream to be as self-confident as Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's in everything.
He really
is. And that means a lot of reviews.
I love it. I love it.
He has a social media... like content creator amount of reviews, which is mm-hmm. crazy for a movie star.
Yeah, keep up, King.
Come on, Sam.
Let's do it.
Well, that has been an incredibly long episode
and
of...
you guys love it.
Of the Valentine's Day edition of Thick Thrill.
Ooh, why are you saying like that? Like you got too much spit in your mouth. Thick Thrill.
Thick Thrill.
Ew.
We'll see you guys next
Ew,
time.
Ew, I don't like it.
I hope you all get laid tonight.
I'm Persephone and my co-host is Patrick Clout. Bye.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.